like if you had time, if you got a little Bible dictionary at home, look up who's Aminadab, who's Nashon, who's Salmon. Everybody knows who Boaz is, right? Because he's in the book of Ruth. And then, after the king, and then Solomon, you see, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. And you see how, you know, Jesus' family is not a very noble group. In this genealogy, Matthew is careful to name only four women. Tamar, who pretended to be a prostitute to get her father-in-law to lie with her so that she could force him to give her his third son in marriage. So that's Tamar. Rahab is called a prostitute. She's in the book of Judges, right? David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. He committed adultery, and then he had her husband murdered. And then we go on with all these people. And then we give this list of kings. Uzziah, Jotham, Hezekiah, Manasseh. My goodness. You know, that's a very disreputable family. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah. Josiah was a good one. It was under him that Jeremiah prophesied. You see? And then Jeconiah and Shealtiel, and they're very indistinguished people. We don't know exactly what they did when they come back. And then this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. One of those descendants is Joseph, a just man. The holiest man, pure man, who ever lived. And he was betrothed to Mary. Now you see what hope that's supposed to give us? The first reading that we took today was this God's plan, right? We know all things work for good for those who love God. For those who he knew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. That's the plan for your life. From all eternity, God has been thinking about you and has organized your life so that he can guide you to himself forever. And he's picked us out. And he wants us to go and tell the world about who he is. Now, today is the feast of the birthday of Mary. It's the day when we celebrate her presence among us. It's a birthday. Now, it's interesting if you, and I just thought we would might be nice, because we need the Holy Spirit to instruct us, all right? It's the birthday of Mary. And what are we having for breakfast? Stop a minute and think. What that means, her presence among us, pure gift of God, right? It says, and I just want to read some of the things we just sang. We were here at morning prayer. Some of the things we just sang. When the Most Holy Virgin was born, the whole world was made radiant. Blessed is the branch and blessed is the stem which bore such holy fruit. The branch, huh? That would be the people of Israel, the stem, the line of David, huh? Which bore such holy fruit. Wouldn't that be something? You meet Joachim in heaven, he's going to explain that he's the Son of God's grandfather. You know, this, let us joyfully celebrate the birth of the Blessed Mary, so that she may intercede with us, for us, before Jesus Christ the Lord. See, where do these things come from? See, they come from the soul, the spirit, the very heart of the church, given expression and coursing through the spiritual veins of those who believe. If the Lord will touch us today with the slightest appreciation of what he did in forming Mary, she was the fruit of all his plan for Israel. Blessed that stem which comes from Abraham. And he formed this people for a millennium so that from them could come this one who would be surrounded with love and instinct and knowledge of God, who would have scriptures to read, who would conceive the word in her heart before she conceived him in her body. That took a millennium. And that's what we celebrate. Oh, what a gift. And you see, she's our sister, and she's our mother, and, you know, her delight is to help us. This is the one we sing when we sing the Benedictus, the Zacharias hymn. Your birth, O Virgin Mother of God, proclaims joy to the whole world. Does everybody out there know this? No. But if it gets rooted in our heart, we can share it with them. This is the day, the birthday of the Virgin Mary. This is the day that the world started to have hope. For from you arose the glorious Son of Justice, Christ our God. He freed us from the age-old curse and filled us with holiness. Can you imagine? We're holy. We got a long way to go. But we're holy because God made us that way. Jesus Christ destroyed death and gave us. Here, you can have it. Eternal life. If we didn't have eternal life to look forward to, what would we have to look forward to? Eternal death. This is a big day because it's the day when the plan of God takes concrete physical form on earth. This little girl child is born and enters into her history. And that is the beginning of salvation. And that's why it's so important. And to ask the Lord today what he thinks of her, how he thought of her, how he meditated on her, how he offered her this gift, 16 years or so after the feast we celebrate today, he proposed to her that her son marry the human race in her womb. It was a proposal. And the whole world waits to see if she's going to say yes. Think if she hadn't. God leaves people free. Now, he knew her. And in one way, he knew she'd say yes. Because they've been interacting and speaking and talking and conversing and, you know, for her whole life. He knew she'd say yes. And yet, she was totally free. And if you want to really have a gift today, ask her to give you an experience of the force of that yes, the power of that yes. It is the turning point in the history of the whole universe. This young Jewish woman, yes, she knew what she was in for. But she wanted to do the will of the Father so much that when this was offered to her, an incredible gift. And that's what her song is all about. So, this is the day we celebrate that. And these songs we have that the church sings are meant to open up for us that joy. The gospel today is Luke 6.